In North Carolina, a year of child care can cost one-third more than a year of tuition at one of the state's public universities. The rising child care cost is even more difficult to manage for low-income parents, as the minimum wage hasn't gone up here in a decade. Single parents can pay up to 40% of their income for infant-center child care. In the final installment of our Poverty in the Triad series, Naomi Prelo speaks with a single mother of three struggling to provide her children with a better life.
Jennifer Lopez likes to joke she's a superhero with triplets. The 27-year-old is the mother of Julie, 8 years old, Jason, 6 years old, and Kelly, 5 years old. The four of them live in public housing in Greensboro, which is similar to how she grew up. When she was a child, Jennifer remembers always being with her mom and sister, except for the times when her abusive father would come home.
When my dad would be around, it was just not good. He was violent, crazy. We would run away from him, and he would find us. Wherever we were at, he would find us, and it was crazy.
Eventually, Jennifer's father moved back to Guatemala, and it was the three of them again. Then, her mom got a new boyfriend, and Jennifer says they basically abandoned her at the age of 16. After being on her own for a while, Jennifer spent 3 months in jail for breaking and entering. When she got out, she met the man who would become the father of her three children. They were together for 5 years, until she decided she and the kids would be better off without him.
So I decided just to, you know what, I'm going to leave him. I'm going to do my own thing by myself. And it was just a lot of struggling, but I felt like at least I'm struggling without a man beside me that doesn't do nothing, you know?
For Jennifer, being a single mother of three and looking for employment and quality childcare is increasingly difficult. A study conducted by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and Harvard states that money is the most commonly reported challenge in finding care for children. Brad Huffstetler is the director of development for Guilford Child Development in Greensboro. He says when creating the Family Success Center, he talked to people about the barriers they face when trying to get their education or a job. A big one was childcare.
You know, we hear parents all the time that say, when my children came out of childcare, I felt like I got a raise. And it's because of the cost of childcare.
A report by Child Care Aware of America states that the average annual cost for childcare in North Carolina is approximately $9,000. Jean Nickel is on the faculty at the UNC Chapel Hill Law School. He was the director of the Poverty Center there until it was closed by the UNC Board of Governors 2 years ago. He says sometimes it seems like the world is against parents who live in poverty.
Child care is exceedingly important to low-income working folks, and the fact that we repeatedly slash it is brutal.
For Jennifer, the cost was simply too much for her.
Why do I need to get a job for if that's all I'm going to be paying for? Babysitting, for my whole check is going to go in babysitting.
That's why she took classes at the Family Success Center. It's a place that provides job readiness courses, computer classes, and GED courses. While the parents are learning, the program also provides childcare, which was very attractive to Jennifer. Brad Huffstetler says the combination is a win-win for everyone.
It just makes sense that if you know someone's there to keep your children and sort of go into a learning mode, then that's taken care of and you can again be yourself and go in and learn.
Jennifer isn't working, but she says her children are her main motivation, and she wants to do right by them.
I just want my kids to not struggle like I did. I want them to grow up to be happy kids and not have to go through what I went through. So that's why I'm trying to, like, be there, be their superhero, their super mom.
She's in school at Guilford Technical Community College, working toward her degree in early childhood development. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.